Salat al-Jama'at has extremely high level of importance in Islam, and even if there are two people available anywhere or in a house, they should be holding Salat al-Jama'ah. Even if they're husband and wife only in the house, you don't have kids, nobody else present in the house, every husband is supposed to be ahl and eligible enough to be the Imam al-Jama'ah in his house. If you are not able, Islamically, spiritually able to leave the Jama'at of the five time prayers, then what kind of baligh and grown up are you? That means you are physically baligh, but spiritually you are a baby. Isn't that right? You're not even eligible enough to lead the Salatul Jama'at that you do five times a day. And you cannot even lead that to your wife. What kind of wali and sarparast and guardian and head are you? Guardian and head for what? And you cannot lead her in spirituality. What else can you lead her about? So some people are babies in their spirituality, or worse than babies, because babies are not eligible to even lead because of their age. Isn't it right? But these people are eligible, but they're still not ready to lead because they don't have the caliber. Isn't it right? So we need to be very mindful about this fact that there has to be Jama'at taking place. Excuse me, in every house. And the husbands are supposed to lead their wives. Even if there are ladies present in the house, there has to be one sister who should lead the Jama'at prayers for the rest. So the shara'it of Jama'at should be fulfilled. Obviously, what I am talking about is that there has to be people who are fulfilling those shara'it available, and there, so that we can have the Jama'at. So two people, if there are two people present in Jama'at, Imam and the Ma'moom, the leader and the led, the person who is led is called Ma'moom, the Imam and the Ma'moom. If there are two people in Jama'at, Imam and Ma'moom, then the sawab of every rak'at is 150 salat. Every rak'at that you pray, the sawab of every rak'at according to the hadith, Hadith al-Mu'tabar, authentic hadith, is every rak'at of your Jama'at will have the sawab of 150 prayers. And if there are three people, one Imam and two Ma'mumain, two people who are under his Imamat doing the Jama'at, total three people in the Jama'at, then sawab of every rak'at is equal to 600 salat, 600 prayers. And it moves on and on and on until the time the hadith says, if there are 10 people in the Jama'at, then if all the heavens, samawat, asman ha, you know, all the heavens turn into papers and all the trees convert into pens and all the humans plus the jinns plus the angels convert into the writers, and all the oceans convert into ink, they can still not write the sawab of that Jama'at. So it's a very big statement, because humans are billions, isn't it right? And then there are so many of the jinns, and malaika are way more than the humans. We don't even know how many angels are there. Countless. Isn't it right? Prophet has says that with every drop and qatra of the rain, an angel comes down. With every drop of the rain, there's an angel coming down. Who can count the number of angels? There's a very big statement that if there are 10 people present in the Jama'at, you cannot even imagine the sawab of that much. So there's so much nuraniyat surrounding the person. لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْمُصَلِّي مَا يَخْشَاهُ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Amir Mu'minin alayhi salam says in his hadith, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْمُصَلِّي مَا يَخْشَاهُ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ مَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ السُّجُودِ. If the person who is praying, he understands what sort of rahmat is surrounding him, he would not raise his hand from the sajda. Look at the nuraniyat that is surrounding the person and during the salat. So our scholars of akhlaq say that we are discussing tonight the qasawatul qalb, the spiritual illness of becoming stone-hearted, or even worse, salatul jama'at. So there's a reason why the scholars of akhlaq say salatul jama'at is one of the cures. If we participate in the salatul jama'ah, it will help us to revive and come back to the straight path and retrieve our nuraniyat back again, and there is a chance of removing the qasawatul qalb. There are a couple of more factors which are remaining. Inshallah, we will continue the discussion and then move on to the next value of Islam.